The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I have the privilege of welcoming you back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And on Fridays, we open up the phones. We can talk about just about anything you want to talk about. I love hearing from our listeners. And we're going to head off to Upper Arlington and talk to Jim. Jim, you're up next on Bobberty Live. Thank you and welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Pastor Bob. First of all, I want to say threshing floor dittos. I've been listening to you for a long, long time.
Well, if you know anything about the threshing floor, you have been listening for a long, long time.
And I also wanted to say thank you for being there. And I want to thank WRFD for all the decades that they've been there, because when I'm what I consider to be, and I'll always be, a recovering Catholic. But I just want to say thank you for always being there, both the station and for you, because I think over the decades, as I've listened to you since Threshing Floor, you've been my pastor of preference, shall we say.
Well, thank you. I am flattered, humbled, and encouraged. Thank you for that. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Hey, it's been a while since I've called due to work schedule, but I'm glad you and I both have I have the day off, but you don't.
So I don't. I had to work.
I know. I was expecting to hear a best of today, but this works great as well. So in the past, I've mentioned, hey, about the, you know, Deuteronomy 28, you
yes.
got your blessings, you got your curses.
Yeah.
And God, all God wants from us is obedience, and he sums it up in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you. I place before you blessings and curses, life and death. Now choose life so that mm-hmm. you and your children may live, and it goes on from there. Now, I bring that up to give us some context because of a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about all of the diseases that are plaguing Democrat-controlled places like San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? It's been a while since I've looked back at Deuteronomy 28. Let's see what's there and see if the Bible is, of course, once again, accurate. And so I realize there may not be cause and effect here, but since liberals tend to destroy everything they touch, mm-hmm. I thought I'd mention Deuteronomy 28:23, the Lord will plague you with diseases. And furthermore, 28:27, the Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, festering sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like something I don't want. And you were talking in the news about how all these diseases, measles and whatever else from rats and things like that in Los Angeles and San Francisco, were having a comeback. And, oh, by the way, aren't they democratically controlled, have been so for decades? And here I think it's just the Bible proving itself to be accurate again.
Well, it certainly is true that some of the diseases that we thought were eradicated are showing up in Southern California, in Los Angeles, also along the border in Texas. Many of the illegal immigrants are bringing in diseases that we thought had been eradicated. Well, anyway, I was going to go off on what is compassion, what is not, and I'll save that for another time. But I appreciate it, Jim. Your words have been very wise, but also very encouraging to me. So thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate it very, very much.
Have
God bless
weekend.
You. All right, you as well. Bye-bye. Jim reminds me of a book. You can still find it. I don't know that it's still in print, but you can find it. You can find used copies. And it's called None of These Diseases. It was written by a physician many years ago. None of These Diseases. And it's a fascinating study what the doctor, the author, and I don't remember his name, and I could have looked it up, but he went back and studied the Old Testament and the Mosaic health standards, the health laws. The Jews of the Old Testament adhered to health rules, hygiene rules, that no one else did. No one else did. And because of that, they were preserved from many of the diseases that ravaged other civilizations. For instance, just a couple. I don't remember all of them because it's been years since I read the book. But before we knew anything about germs, bacteria, before human beings knew anything about germs, it was common to wash your hands in a common bowl, a common receptacle. And some cities, some villages would have a big water tub in the middle of the village, and everybody washed their hands in the same receptacle. And houses, they would do that because they had no clue that there were germs and bacteria breeding in that water from everybody using the same water. The Jews were told to wash their hands under running water. Now, they didn't have running water like we do, but they would pour water out of a pitcher, and they would wash their hands not in a bowl, but under water that was poured. It was running water. That was a part of the sanitary guidelines of the Mosaic Law. Another thing, and this is a little gross, but if you read through the Old Testament, God told the soldiers in the Jewish army that when they were out fighting the wars and so forth, and they relieved themselves, that they were to dig a hole and bury it. Well, nobody was doing that. They would have open sewers down the streets, and the Jews were told, bury your human waste, bury it. Now, the strange thing is, they had no idea why they were doing this. They had no clue. They had no idea about germs. They had no idea why they were weird. Everybody else was washing their hands in this big pot together, and they were washing their hands under poured water, burying your waste. They didn't know why they were doing that, but God did. And the writer of the book traces some of the great plagues through the centuries, in the 1300s and the 1400s and the 1500s, these plagues that would sweep through an entire city. And the Jews didn't die. And because of that, many people thought that they were demon-possessed because the Jews didn't get the same diseases that everybody else did. And they were abused and mistreated because of that. Hey, how come you guys aren't getting sick? Well, again, they were following hygiene standards that they did not understand. But they were doing it in obedience to God, and they benefited from it. Yeah, it's just another piece in the puzzle of the divine inspiration of Scripture. But it's a fascinating book. If you want to, I'm sure you can find it on Google. None of These Diseases is the name of the book. None of These Diseases. It was printed many years ago. Like I said, I don't know that anybody's printing it anymore. But you can find copies of it on the internet, probably dirt cheap. But it's a fascinating study of a physician's look at the hygiene standards of the Old Testament and contrasted with the hygiene standards of almost everybody else on planet Earth, and how God preserved and protected his people from disease. Now, fast forward to today. I said it earlier. The same-sex community, the LGBTQ community, is racked with diseases. It's probably the most unhealthy lifestyle in America or anywhere else. Just racked with diseases. Why? Because they're violating God's standards. It's that simple. It's that simple. All right. We'll step away, take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I tell you all the time, I apologize for bringing this up so often. I do. I never ever want to be repetitious on this program, but almost every day I find illustrations of this fact. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. This is a story that I brought to you several months ago, and it was in the maybe stage. It is now a decided fact. Here's the headline today. Controversial George Washington mural to be painted over at San Francisco High School. Now, lest you think I'm making this up, let me read it. And this is being reported all over, but this is from CBS News today. San Francisco will spend up to $600,000. That's more than $500,000. San Francisco will spend up to $600,000 to paint over historical artwork at a public school depicting the life of George Washington. A mural once seen as educational and innovative, but now criticized as racist and degrading for its depiction of Black and Native American people. The Life of Washington was painted by Victor Arnatoff 83 years ago. Now, the operative phrase there is a mural once seen as educational and innovative, but now criticized as racist and degrading. Now, what has changed in the last 83 years? The mural? No. Hasn't been changed, hasn't been edited, hasn't been revised. It's been the same for 83 years. And for almost all of those 83 years, the general population, white, Black, Native American, thought it was educational and innovative because it portrayed life as it was. It portrayed life as it was. But now, today, it is racist and degrading. Now, again, the mural hasn't changed. Society has. Let me continue with the story. Arnotoff is considered to be one of the foremost muralists in the San Francisco area during the Depression. The San Francisco School Board's decision to paint over his mural is prompting some to worry that other artwork from the so-called New Deal era could face a similar fate because of changing sensitivities. Now, this is an historic work of art. One of the premier muralists in American history. And it's been there for 83 years. Does it depict slaves? Yes. Why? Because there were slaves then. Does it depict Native Americans? Yes. Because there were Native Americans there. It's part of our history. And what an opportunity to tell students, show them this mural. You know, George Washington was a great man, but he wasn't perfect. America is a great country, but you know what? It's not perfect. Look at that. There were slaves there. What do we learn from that? Well, we have progressed. We have made enormous strides in race relations, and this mural is a wonderful opportunity to learn how far we have come and what we have learned. But instead, the liberal, loony, wacky, crazy, insane left wants to wipe out our history. It's like this Betsy Ross flag nonsense, insanity. We got to change history. History is history. You don't change history by painting over murals that are historic. And by the way, I'll bet you I could paint over that mural for a whole lot less than $600,000. Give me about 10 gallons of paint and a roller. I'll take care of that baby. $600,000 to paint over an historic mural in a San Francisco public high school. I'm telling you, folks, the liberal left is destroying everything they touch. If they touch education, they ruin it. They touch history, they ruin it. If they touch our military, they ruin it. If they touch our churches, they ruin them. I can think of nothing that the liberal left touches that they do not destroy. You would think that the people of San Francisco, particularly the people in the art community, would rise up and say, whoa, this is a famous work of art. Now, politically correct. Oh, my goodness. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.